Naturbüro Nest Building. Ambience. Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. 6:36 a.m. Hördeweg, Gelsenkirchen. A squatter settlement. Barricaded entryways, high-voltage pylons. Adjacent is an open field and forest. Recording.
Also wenn Vögel Nester bauen, dient das hauptsächlich der Kinderaufzucht, weil man halt einen Platz haben muss, der einigermaßen geschützt ist, wo die Vögel brüten können.
When birds build nests, the main purpose is for raising their young, because they always need a place that is fairly protected, where the birds can breed, where it's a bit hidden. Nests always serve the purpose of reproduction. But there are some exceptions. Coots, which we know from the ponds in the park here, they build nests that are truly family compounds, and they don't tolerate other coots in the area. It's like what we can do with garden fences or other things like guard dogs. Or we put deterrent signals like symbols of lions or German shepherds on our roofs. And then with the coots, the babies from the first brood and the parents, and then even the second brood, they all spend the night there. They gather there at the family nest after their evening meal and spend the night. So that's a real homestead, like we humans would imagine it.
So wie wir Menschen uns das vorstellen.
But there are also birds that breed in gigantic community nests. For example, there are weaver birds in Africa that do this. They get together and they build a huge pile of nests where each pair has its own entrance. It's like in a high-rise, but the whole community defends it and lives there. They don't start building until a certain number of pairs are ready to breed. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't occur to them to build a nest alone. But there are also a lot of birds that breed in colonies. These are mostly birds that don't build large nests, like terns or gulls, but also herons, which actually do build nests that sometimes last for decades. And it's interesting that they even steal nest material from each other. They guard their nests, and they're already there in February, even though they don't lay their eggs until March. One of the partners always stands there and watches out that a neighbor doesn't steal their sticks because he's too lazy to look for any of his own.
Einer von den Partnern steht dann schon immer da und passt auf, dass der Nachbar eben nicht die Stöcker da wegzieht, weil zu faul ist, die sich selber zu suchen. Oft ist es so, dass...
And nests are often maintained, even by songbirds. With large birds like eagles, herons or storks, we can see that they maintain their nests for a generation sometimes. They get bigger and bigger, and at some point they might weigh several tons and just fall out of the tree, or they get blown off of a roof. Or sometimes they even crush the roof or the people remove them.
Vogelnester sind unendlich verschieden und es gibt, also die Vögel sind wahnsinnig erfindungsreich und kreativ, was die Verwendung von Materialien angeht.
Birds' nests are endlessly varied. Birds are incredibly resourceful and creative as far as the use of materials is concerned. Some of them steal sheep's wool from fences, some collect moss or small leaves. Some even use their own feathers to line their nests. And there are some that don't build any nests at all, they just lay their eggs on the ground. Some of them find a hollow tree where they can just add a few twigs or put down some wood chips and then they lay their eggs in the middle. But all birds have one thing in common. No matter what kind of nest they build, they look for a spot that is as inconspicuous as possible.
Sie suchen sich eine Stelle, die so unauffällig wie möglich ist. Also für Vögel sind Nester etwas anderes als das, was wir damit verbinden.
For birds, nests are something different than what we associate with that word. We associate the word nest with security, a place where we can retreat, where it's comfortable, a place that is ours, something permanent. But for birds, it's not like that. As soon as their children are more or less fledged, the parents make sure that they leave the nest as soon as possible, and then they go hide in the bushes, and that they change locations as quickly as possible so they won't be recognized by predators. And birds are great at finding hiding places. They nest under our windows sometimes without our even noticing. Sometimes we walk right past a nest like this, and we only know that it's there because we hear the young birds chirping. But we would never actually find the nest.
Manchmal gehen wir an so Nestern vorbei und hören nur das durch das feine Ziepen vielleicht, dass da Jungvögel drin sind, aber wir würden das Nest nie entdecken.